actually the next major figure, famous figure, is the figure of Tafei Kayim, we're going to get to on Dalvar. On Hayamid Bay is the figure of Tashir Hamam and Tashir Ashwasa, which was last Sunday. Before the figure begins, the Gemara has this brief piece of Gemara here, which just deals with Lashon Hashua, Shat Mishnah, the Lashon that you swear. After that, it gets to the sugya of Nigad HaShar HaMam and HaShar HaShua. So let's learn through today this first piece of Gemara, which deals with the Lashon HaShua. Zeh Yish B'Hashem U'B'Pachas Mechatzi. The Mishnah says, you swear, Ein Li B'Pachas Mechatzi. So Gemara is the cash. Al the Islay Mishtabo, Ay Al the Leslay Mishtabo. Literally means, does he swear on what he has, or does he swear on what he doesn't have? Difficult thing to teach, to teach the Gemara. On the Islay Mishtaba, I have the Leslay Mishtaba. What does that mean? Hush the teach before Rashi. Hush the Shad. But he says, Kula Shali. He's swearing Eli Bapakas Mechetia. So is he swearing on what he has? He's swearing on what he doesn't have. I don't know, it's hard. The Lashon Gemara is a bit difficult. Pashup Shad, anybody have like? Right, so if you're going to the Gemara, so what's the Gemara asking? You shouldn't swear at all? You should be part of Mishavua, is that the cash?
You know, well, which part is the
thing? Is he swearing on the part that he's holding on to? Which is how much it is? It's the equivalent of half. So does he swear in half? Or the rest of the Shabbat, does he swear in the whole? That would be a way to teach it. Does he swear in half, or does he swear in the whole?
Okay,
two, because he's one for the glasses. Another way he's saying is,
obviously,
he's a short half, but it's less than the Mishnah. On the left lane,
what is the left lane? The second half? Second half.
Why
would
he swear in the
part
he's not getting?
Because that's less than the Mishnah. The question is, do you have to swear on the first half or not? The second one, you learn from the Rashi.
The question is, do you swear on what you get? Do you swear on what you get, or do you swear also on what you don't get?
You don't get, you for sure swear.
On what you get, you should for sure swear. And what I'm getting, I should have to swear in order to get. What I'm not getting, that should be the ask. No. What's the most far? You swear on what you're getting, what you're not getting. Maybe you mean what you're holding and what you're not holding. Part you're holding, you should have to swear. Part you're not holding, is that what you mean? Right, the Lashon HaGemara, we're going to have to nail down the Lashon without Rashi. With Rashi, Rashi has a whole different Pshat in the Gemara, which you would never dream is the Pshat when you read it. Rashi's saying, but the Kavanah of the Kasha, I don't think he's saying the word to the Kasha, Kavanah of the Kasha is that if you swear, Eimi Ba'pachas Mechetia, I don't have less than half, that could be touched two ways. I don't have less than half, you could say, means I have everything. Or it could be, I mean, I have nothing. I don't have less than half. Right? It's true. I don't. If you have nothing, right? What do I? How much IBM? How many IBM stocks do I own? I could say, truthfully, I don't own less than half of all the stocks in IBM. True, I own zero stocks in IBM. So true, I don't own less than half. I don't own less than half. I don't own more than half. I don't own anything. Right. So Rashi learns after Gemara's Kasha that Eimi Ba'pachas Mechetzia is not a good Rashi. It could mean I own nothing. That's how Rashi teaches the Kasha. There's something wrong with the Lashon HaMishnah. What kind of Lashon? Eimi Ba'pachas Mechetzia. Bez didn't say Eimi Ba'pachas Mechetzia means I do own half. That's not what he may be thinking. I own nothing. So the Gemara is asking, it's not a good Lashon. In this case, I can say in this thing, you're wearing a shirt. In your shirt, I don't own less than half. Is that true? The shirt you're wearing. I say, I don't own less than half. Is it true? It's true, I don't own less than half of your shirt. I don't own anything of your shirt. Right? So it could mean I own nothing. Even if I say, I'm talking about that case, and you leave off the chet, it could mean I own nothing. That's how Rashi learned. How that fits into Lashon HaGemara is a bit difficult. But that's why Rashi learned the Kasha, that what kind of Lashon this is. That's the way Rashi learns the Kasha, that's the place he learns the Kasha. That only that the Gemara is asking, this is not a good Lashon. Ainli ba pachim mechetzi is not a good Lashon, because a crook could have in mind, ainli ba pachim mechetzi means I own zero. That's why it's not a good Lashon. That's a possible way of learning the... that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha. Ainli ba pachim mechetzi could mean I own nothing. So how would you fit into the language? On the Islay Mishtava, I guess you would fit in like this. Why are you swearing Eli Papachas Mechatzia, which is less lay of the Islay Mishtava or the less lay Mishtava? It's a rhetorical question. Saying, should he swear that he has half, or should he swear what he doesn't know? No, he's Zecha, he should swear what he has, not what he doesn't have.
So. The
Gemara is not saying two hours. According to Rashi, the Mishnah says he swear ain't right, but according to Gemara, what do you mean? He should swear what he has, he should swear what he doesn't have.
Either way,
the Gemara doesn't say it. Rashi says. That's certainly Chassan and Rashi's trap. It starts to fit Rashi into the Gemara. According to Rashi, that's the Gemara. The Gemara's kasha is that a crook could mean it this way. Now, Tosfos, how do I know Tosfos learns that way? Because Tosfos, on the Islay Mishtava, Tosfos is a kasha. Avas Bezdim Esh Mienas. Whenever you swear in Bezdim, we make you swear Avas Bezdim. In other words, you can't go into Bezdim and swear something and say, I didn't mind. You know, like Yaakov said, I need Bimcha, 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 Esa. Right? I'm your son, Esa is your Bimcha. That's the way it works. If you say in Bezdim, I need Bimcha, Bimcha, Esa, it means you're swearing that you're Esa. Now, you can't dray the words you're saying in Bezdin. Bezdin tells you, when we make you swear, Abbas Bezdin must be in Bezdin. The swearing, the way Bezdin understands Pasha Peshat in what you say. So, Tosfos asks this Kasha. Tosfos is asking, because he went to Gemara like Rashi, that the Kasha is, if you swear every Bapak is Mechetzi, it could mean I have zero. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbanan, the Amar Shvua Sheyesh Liba, the Ein Liba Pachas Mechetzi. You change the Lashon HaShvua. The Shvua is, this is the way you say, Yesh Liba, I have something, and not less than him. Okay, that's the way Lamaisa, the Gemara says he swears Beis Din. Yesh Liba, the Ein Liba Pachas Mechetzi. Why such a complicated Lashon? So the Gemara explains, Neim Shvua Shekula Shali. You can't swear Shvua Shekula Shali, Miyadina Leikula. To say Kula Shali, we're not going to make him swear, we're giving it to him. And to say Neim Shvua Shekula Shali, Marle Lidi Bure. He's being Marle Lidi Bure, so because he's saying only on half, and he really claims on the whole. So that's why he swears this double Lush. Yeshli Ba, Daily Ba, 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 Ba. This is the way, Pash Pashat Negamara, like Rashi, this is the way Pashat runs out. So it comes up in this Gemara, Allah Lamei. So you walk into Bezdin, Shnei Bezdin Betalus, Lashon you swear is, Shvua Sheyesh Liba, Ve'ein Liba Pachas Mechetzi. Now just, again, why can't you just say Ein Liba Pachas Mechetzi? Because it might mean that you have zero. Okay? Now let's just theorize, Pshat, in the safe of the Mishnah. I say Kula Shali, you say Chetzi Shali. I say Kula Shali, you say Chetzi Shali. I swear, how much do I swear on? 3/4. Ein Liba Pachas and 3/4, right? You swear Ein Liba Pachas and 1/4. You get 1/4, I get 3/4. When I'm swearing Ein Liba Pachas may 3/4. Is there anything wrong in that case? Do I have to say Yesh Liba Ein Liba Pachas may 3/4?
Half for sure, yeah.
Half for sure, yeah. So if I walk into bed, I see Ein Liba Pachas Mishlosh Chalakim. Do I have to say Yesh Liba the Ein Liba?
According
to Rashi, Rabbi Lamei Rashi. If I say Ein Liba Pachas Mechatzia, that should be good. Because what was the kasha? I might mean what? It might mean zero, but Ein Liba Pachas Mishlosh Chalakim, Could I possibly mean zero? No, because half I certainly own. Half, everyone agrees I own half.
You certainly own, when you swear.
Well, how shall I swear? What number?
A quarter.
Quarter, if I want to get three quarters.
Yeah,
I really want to swear coolishly. Moses says, am I giving you a cooler?
Right.
So to give you swearing, what I get? I guess Shlosh
HaKhalim. You're swearing on that half, even though you're going to get it, it's not about what you're going to get, you're
going to
swear like this.
The Mishnah says, I swear, Eli Barfachas for Shlosh HaKhalim. Now, I'm asking you, do we have to add Yesh li ba, the Eli Barfachas for Shlosh HaKhalim, and Eli Barfachas for Shlosh HaKhalim, good?
Just like this.
Why? What's wrong with saying Eli Baba?
You look at the
different entities.
You go to the different halakim or the talis. This
half of
talis is not
my choikas on.
Over here on this
tab that
we're having
in my choikas
on.
So I come into bed.
I don't have nobody's arguing
about
that.
Eli Baba means. So touch the words. I come into bed with Eli Baba Pachas Mishlash Halakim. You say, maybe I mean I own nothing.
I own nothing.
I can't mean that. I swear I own nothing. I own half. I certainly own half. That's a lie. If I say I own nothing, I'm lying.
Because
half I certainly own. The only question is the second half. But the words, Eli Ba Pachas Mishlash HaKhalakim, those words can't have two taichas. We have the difference in the ratio and the sefer. And one more time, in the ratio, you say coolishly, I say coolishly. It's possible I'm a crook and I have nothing. It's possible to tell the truth. So if I say Eli Ba Pachas Mechatzi, the Gemara says that could be a lie. It could be I own zero. So therefore I have to change it to Yeshli Baba Eli Baba Pachas Mishlash HaKhalakim. In the Sefer, it can't be when I say Eli Baba Pachas Mishlash HaKhalakim, I'm thinking I really own zero. Because there's no chance I own zero. Everyone agrees I own zero. Everyone might I own at least here. So in the Sefer case, there's no problem with Eli Baba, with saying just Eli Baba Pachas Mishlash HaKhalakim. Because those words, I don't own less than three quarters, must mean I own at least three quarters. It can't mean I own zero, because I don't own zero. That's a lie. So, L'chaira in the Sefer, it's enough to say, Ein li b'pachas m'gimel chalakim. You don't have to say, Yesh li ba. The way it should work out. Now, the Shulchan Aruch says, both in the Reisha and both in the Sefer, the Lashon Yesh li ba, Ve'ein li b'pachas m'chatzi in the Reisha, and the Sefer, Yesh li ba, Ve'ein li b'pachas m'gimel chalakim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Reisha and Sefer, both you have to swear the Rabbanan is Lashon. Yesh li ba, Ve'ein li b'pachas m'gimel chalakim. And the Gra just asked the Kasha, the Gra says he doesn't understand. Assuming you're learning like Rashi, in the Sefer, it should be enough to say, Ein li b'pachas m'gimel chalakim. You don't have to say Yesh li ba. Because there's no chance that you have zero. The whole Kasha, maybe you really own zero, makes no sense in the Sefer. So the Gra asked this as a Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
The Lashon HaShuah doesn't clarify, they have not even know what the fact that they went away that the guy had a half, but the Lashon HaShuah did not clarify what he had. So therefore, you have to say yes to Baruch.
Well, why is Eli Bar Pachas Megimu Chalakim? Eli Bar Pachas Megimu Chalakim?
We know that he had half, but this Lashon is not the kind of Lashon which we can see from there.
From his Lashon, we see he owns at least three quarters. When we see he owns at least, he said, I don't own less than three quarters. That means he owns at least three quarters.
No, the same way if he says that by half, you could say that from that Lashon, we don't know. It could be really doesn't have anything, because he's saying either...
Okay, let's say I come in, I swear to everybody, I don't own less than half of the stocks in IBM.
Yeah.
So now you're not sure, do I mean I own zero? Or do I mean I own more than half the stocks? I can mean either one. Now let's say you know for sure I own one stock in IBM, one share. And then I say, I make a shvuah, I don't own less than half the stocks in IBM. The Lashon is the same, but there's no two ways to understand it. The Gemara Kasha was, we used to say, Eli Baruch Mechatzia, there are two ways to understand it. That's true by Chatzia. But when the three quarters came, one chair, there are no two ways to understand my shul.
He's lying.
Every shua may be one. We're trying to make him swear the truth. No, because that wasn't Gemara's kasha. Gemara didn't ask maybe one. The Gemara asked, maybe he's a crook. He wouldn't swear for it. But it, well, that's what the Gemara is trying to do. The Gemara is trying to come up with a Lashon HaShvua, which if he's afraid of shvuas, he has no way out. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get, there's always a possibility he's a crook and a lie for him. So he's saying the truth to Malach Yisrael. We're aiming at that guy who, because of the shvuah, will be payish. He doesn't want to swear for him. So we're making a nusach hashvuah that's going to help. So the Gemara's kasha is it doesn't help. Maybe he owns zero. So that kasha, maybe he owns zero, makes sense in the ratio. Because he owns zero, any bubbles makes sense. In the safe, the Gemara say, it doesn't make sense.
Also, because maybe,
in fact,
I say I own a quarter. It does not necessarily mean that you own the other three quarters. I own half.
I swear, Amy Bafak and Gimel.
I'm asking the best. I say I only own half. I agree I only own half. You say you own the whole thing. I don't necessarily agree that you own the other half.
But no one else claims it.
So it doesn't make it automatically yours. It doesn't have it in
the situation.
It's just because
it's only. When you say you own half, what are you saying? You say we picked up together.
Is
that what you're saying?
No, I say I bought half. I say, in these cases, and you can see, I'm not just saying that I own half. I can say half, but I just didn't have to do it.
You're saying the front. You can do a chashash. There should be a chashash that maybe the other half, he doesn't know.
I can't live with somebody else. I don't know who that person is. You that person is.
You say that already. Say better. Maybe he's a crook. And he who knows best will make him swear it only less than three quarters. And here he has. So he'll go before him. He'll give away his hair. He'll be knocking into his son. He'll come to bed and give him a swear to maybe that's Chad. Why do you say we must focus on Gimel Halakim? Because we're afraid that you mean zero. You pay the law, you say, okay, I'm claiming it. And,
What about
Aries? So how do I be matching which Kenyan? So maybe it's the Shabbat. Okay.
Maybe it's
the Shabbat. Maybe that's the
Shabbat.
The
guys themselves, they know that you won't have, but people in that, they don't know.
Well, but we care that Lashon Shavua should be a good Lashon. Yeah. Really, I'll ask Beth in the Shabbat. I say, really, it's not a problem.
That's what you're curious about, though, really. And we were very concerned. That's why we don't make the most saying Shavua that is cool as you see. If you don't hold like a button, I'm not worried
about Shavuot Shalom.
Because
you said, Bezim's
not
in control. Because everyone's
trying to make
the Shavuot,
and then they don't think
it happens. Bezim's
concerned about the
Riot.
So here, the
Riot
doesn't know that I
own
the short
hat.
So the Riot
doesn't know. Of course he does. Did you look at the Bezim? Once his Kulish, once his Kaitish. Anybody who sees it knows half as if it is.
Yeah.
You're Bezim. You're watching now the drama of a court case. So you know that he says half is mine, he's all is mine. You know the court case only over half. The other half is up here.
Because
what should Bezin do? How are you going to make him swear only on half of the half? You have to say two quarters. No way of expressing it.
No, you can say quarter. Which quarter am I talking about?
That's why you have to say three quarters.
I said, but the guy is Bezin, so I know
that. So Bezin can't do that. I left the other test. The other test, maybe he gave it away. Maybe. Well, Taisa says he's throwing out that bed, and Taisa still, we don't want to make a lotion that will put the connection.
Right. We don't know which.
Taisa says the lotion of that bed doesn't help. We want a lotion that's not. If it's not that bed, then the Gemara would have never had it. No, then you can throw out a quarter. Okay.
Or it could be a quarter for somebody else. in the basement, he's finding it somebody else. It could be that somebody else would be saying Kulish Ali, he picked it up for his brother. He's saying Kulish Ali, and now he's going to get to be held up in this issue with my producer in a second. And he was like, well, is it to happen? We'll keep that up.
The bike is twice the speed. It's twice the speed. When you pick up to someone else, you have to say it to someone else. That's the launch of a leg. Maybe you said 4 million. Okay. So, Eshi Yid, it's a gross kasha, and whichever Mahal the Teretz is. Okay, there's a major issue in the sugya is that the Rith and the Rambam don't bring this Gemara. You look at the little gimel on the side of the page, it says Tur Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say Rambam. The Rambam just says you swear Eli Bafakas Mechetia, period. He doesn't say Yeshliba. He just says Eli Bafakas Mechetia. And it's a Pella. Every time the Rambam does that, he's mashma the Gemara, so it leaves you room for Shtikl Torah, because the Rambam just left it out. He left, didn't explain why. The Rambam's out of the Sefer. He just says you swear Eli Bafakas Mechetia. And it doesn't stem with the Gemara. The Gemara says yes, we yeshli ba, ba'ezi ba'tachas mechetia. And the Rambam leaves out Rabbana. He doesn't say you swear yeshli ba. He just says you swear ezi ba'tachas mechetia. So, what are you going
to
do? Okay, the Tumim says what you said. The Tumim, in Sibukuf Amitres, said the Rambam wrote the Gemara different than we were learning it. The Rambam Taich Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, the Amar Shwishi Eshli Barak Bas Makatia means that that's the understanding of his words. We understand the words Eli Babas Makatia to mean Yeshli Barak Eli Babas Makatia. Not that Rav Huna is saying you have to say it. Even though I'm going to use the word de'omar, but de'omar is taich, he means to say,
well,
she actually bought
anything about
Prophet
Mechet. No, we understand.
What? The guys making a shua, we understand. That's what the word means. That's what de'omar means. He says that that's what the shua means.
So it's considered a lie because
it's considered a lie. Yeah. It's what it means, because Al-Dash says the Yisra. He says it's not like Rashi. We're not learning the whole Gemara like Rashi. That Rashi said the Kasha was he could mean a different meaning. Well, Kasha is the Islam Mishtabi, the last day Mishtabi, you swear you have it, you don't have it, you swear. And the Gemara says, no, if you swear, in this way it means Yeshliba. That's what it means. Tell me like Rashi, because Taisus is a Kasha, Abbas Bez Nei Mishvayim. And Taisus answers, even though, really, Abbas Bez Nei Mishvayim, we don't make a takana of a shvua that a crook could drag, even though the crook is fooling himself, which really has that name as well. But the crook is going to not care about that. He'll just say the way he wants to say. But Bichaya Kapishmaya, but people are that way. People find her tear in this. That's what Tyson says. I think you like it or not, it's a shock Tyson for sure. Then the Tumim brings the second shot, which is the Derek Topol. First pshat is to read it into the Gemara. Then he brings b'shem goyin echad. He doesn't say which goyin. He brings the second pshat, which Gravid and Nachmas David likes the second pshat better. Nachmas David doesn't even bring the first pshat of the Tumim. He only brings the second pshat. He says the following pshat. He says, at this point in the Gemara says, Yatzei Yeshliba, Eina Pabach Mechad. True. But later, on Vav Amid Aleph, Abaya comes along with a pshat in the Mishnah. Abaya says, now what are we chayshid for in the Mishnah? We're chayshid for something called Safik Milva Yeshana Yesh Layalot. I even learned the Gemara yet on Vav, so I'll explain it. Abaya says, when we make him swear, this is what we're afraid of. He's an out and out crook, he'll swear falsely. That's not why we make him swear. We make him swear because maybe he's not a crook. Maybe if you have Reuven and Shimon holding the talis, the reason Shimon grabbed it is because he thinks Reuven owes him money. No v'yishana, sopik no v'yishana. He's the sopik, maybe Reuven owes me money from a previous entire, or from a previous loan that I can't prove. Whatever it is, he owes me money from somewhere else. And I see Reuven picked up this mitzvah. So I think quickly, I grab it. I pretend I grabbed it at the same time, or I grabbed it first. I say foolishly. The real reason I'm doing it is because I have a suffix no v'yishana. I have an old din Torah with him, which is a suffix if I have a right to the money. So I'm thinking to myself, what's a din by a suffix? Normally by a suffix, what do you say? What a bezin says suffix. What does bezin say? I'm like, you have a right. I'm going to lose. I have a suffix that he owes me money. So I think I'll be a smart aleck. I'll go. I'll grab this talus away from him. I'll say coolishly, I'll be the music. And then by a suffix, I'll win. So I don't want to tell you, I'll just grab it and have a suffix, no v'yishana, and I'll win. A bias shita is that that's the maskara, the reason we make a person swear an amish. That's according to a bias. Actually, to pshat of the Gemara, he's going, that the Rabban is going with a bias chat. That the reason we make a person swear is the suffix, no v'yishana, yeshana. Now, according to that maskara, you have to picture now in your mind, or you're not going to understand the chap of this guy. I'm coming to Bez. Bez make me swear. Why to make me swear? Because I think he owes me money. So now, I'm going to swear, Inli Bapakas Mechatsu. I'm going to swear I don't have less than here. What's the chash? But I really mean I have zero. I really mean I have zero. According to the Gemara of Maskana, when I come to Bezin, if Bezin tells me swear Eli Bapakas Mechatzim, and I swear Eli Bapakas Mechatzim, could it mean I have zero? No, I can't swear I have zero. Because I'm a Sufik, maybe I taka half here. There's a Mili Yashana. He owes me money from an old mill, then I have a right to it. So the whole Gemara's Kasha, according to Rashi, was, when I swear any bapak is mechetzia, maybe I really have zero, and I'm out now crook. So according to the Havamina, before Abaya, that will place you, I'm an out now crook, and I really have zero. So then, Rav Huna answered, you make him swear yeshliva. So otherwise, when he says any bapak is mechetzia, maybe he's thinking, I have nothing. But in the Maskana, that for a crook would swear falsely too. I'm just chayshish, suffik nolvi yeshani yeshay alav, that there's a suffix of an old milva. Now this person walks into Bezin. He's thinking, I'm going to hold on to this talus because maybe he owes me money and I have a right to it. Bezin says, swear, Eli Bapakas Mechetzia. Am I going to say, Eli Bapakas Mechetzia, thinking I really own zero? I can't think of that. Well, I'm going to swear I have zero. I can't swear I have zero. He may owe me money and I really may own the whole talus. I may have rights to the whole talus. If I have this old entire, if I have a right to the whole thing, I'm allowed to be tight with someone. If I would know for sure he owes me money, I'm allowed to have to be tight.
Only if you want
to give. No, if you're not going to give me anything. I asked him for the money, he's not giving me anything. I have a right to be tight with whatever I like. So now I have a right to be tight with. So if I'm the Sufik, if you owe me money, could I swear that Amy Bapakas Mechetzia? Could I swear I own zero? I can't. Because it's only a suffix if I'm telling the truth. And maybe baloney. Maybe I do wrong. How can I swear I have zero?
You don't swear you have zero. You can interpret it.
I can interpret two ways. Either zero or half.
Right.
So what am I having in mind when I swear? Which one?
This
the old one is not a thing half. I mean, at least half. So does he have to say yeshliba? Could he just say any bapakas mechetzia? He's thinking half, so fine, you don't have to say yeshliba. The Gemara's kasha was, maybe he's thinking zero. That kasha, maybe he's thinking zero. That was the kasha, right? Maybe he's thinking zero, so I'm going to say yeshliba. According to Abaye, he can't be thinking zero. Because he can't be saying, I swear I have zero. Because he has a suffix and he has an old
Melba. Is it because he has the right to the talent, doesn't he own the talent?
Sure, I could be typhus, but I know for sure you owe me money. We're going to learn the Sig of Taksakayan. One of the things that's going to be clear, if I know for sure you owe me money, I'm allowed, and I have no way of proving it. I can go and grab.
But he was an Israelite. He didn't take the whole tablet. The other person was still holding to the other end.
Right.
Hacking into a king.
I'm grabbing, and I'm saying that I have a right. I'm saying foolishly. Now, if you owe me money, it's hacking foolishly.
But hacking into the king.
But it's not a Kenyan, but it's mine because he owes it to me.
If he didn't go to Kenyan, then it still belongs to the ship.
But he owes it to me, so I have a right to it.
But that doesn't mean he's still right to swear that I own nothing. He's still right to swear that he doesn't owe half, less than half. And have a mind
to because there's no Kenyan, it's just open.
Well, it's a new Kenyan, I grab it, it's a Kenyan. I don't have it, it's a Kenyan.
What? Oh, you're misopic, so we're going to have to deal with that. When you get to a buyer leaves you hanging if this person has a right or doesn't have a right. If you're not sure if someone owes you money, do you really have a right to grab half or not? I'm going to have to leave you in suspense for above and out. The buyer just says what happened. He doesn't say if you have a right. So we're going to have to look there and talk about that. You have a right. But this person did it. He went, right or not right, he went and grabbed for a suffix noble. So once he grabbed it, he's claiming he has a right to it. It's a problem with this. I don't know. I go on the Bible of Ritva, yes, this kasha on the phone. I'm not with others. It's a good kasha. I'm telling you, somebody else. I'm not sure how to deal with it. I know. This won't explain Abai, and Ram doesn't pass that Abai. And if you accept that the Tumim and not with David both bring this chat. And
they say on the Rambam.
They say, well, the Rif, it's a problem also. Rif also doesn't have a problem. They're saying the Rambam Rif are going to Rabbi is the house. There may be a way out. It's all complicated. Listen, I'm telling you what Rabbi Yenis and Aisha said, and Rabbi David said, and Rabbi Goy Necho said it first. This is the way they're wanting to do it, the Rambam. And it gets a little complicated when you think about it. A man coming into let's say you would come into bed, and you're such a person. You grab this person's talus because he owes you $100. You specifically he owes you $100. Mm-hmm. So you want to become a muzik so you could have it. But you're not telling that to Bez. You're telling Bez and I picked it up, coolishly. Now, if Bez would say swear you picked it up, you wouldn't mind. You didn't pick it up first. But Baruch Hashem, Bez is not saying that. Bez is swearing, swear any about Papa's Mechetzi. So now, could you swear any about Papa's Mechetzi? Now you can't swear I owned it because you're Masupik. Could you swear zero? What could you swear? You're such a person. You gave this talus because you're not sure if he owes you money. What could you swear when you get to bed? What loss would be safe for you? No? If you're a crook and you want to get away with it. What could loss could you swear? Huh? Only by Papa's Mechetzi. I don't have less than half, meaning I have zero. Could you swear you have zero? No. Because maybe you do have a right to it. That's why you're holding it. Maybe this middle Yashana, you have a right to it.
You're making a fool. That is part of Animus.
You're not swearing you found it. You're swearing you're about Bach Mechetzi. That's the Lashon HaShur.
Why? Because Animus also.
But you don't say that. Remember, you're not afraid of lying. You're only afraid of Shur. That's what you're talking about.
But when you make sure, you're referring to the Machlokes you're having about who got a purpose.
But you're not worried about Altai's Ben. That's the case. The case is, you're only worried about Lashon HaShur. That's what we're saying. We're worried about Lashon HaShur. So what this guy Nechot said is, you know why the Rambam and Rip say that? Because any Babak Mechetzi is good enough. Such a person, a biased person, a person says, I'm grabbing it because of an old milva, to him, Lashon any Babak Mechetzi will make him be Irish. He can't swear. He can't swear anything because whatever he swears, he's only mistaken about it. So since he's Masupik, he can't swear. This is the pshat that the Nachos David likes. In the Tumim brings it. The Tumim Gvad has a kasha on it, which the Nachos David answers, which is really getting even deeper into the complication of what's going through this book's mind, which you should look at inside. But I call part of this is how the Nachos David answers the Rishon LeRambam. Now look at the next line of Gemara. Hashtanami marlei ledibureh. Now, you have to look up. What's the Gemara's kash? Hashtanami marlei ledibureh. If he really owns a hole, why would he swear? Any but Papa's Mechetzi? He looks very bad. He says the hole, and he's only swearing half. He marlei ledibureh. He looks bad. Every the Gemara. Da'amar. What does Da'amar mean? Da'ama means he says it, no? Next line of Gemara. Da'ama. Now Gemara is changing again. Third verse. Da'ama, listen, this is what he said. Pay attention. Da'ama kula shali. This is what he says in bed. He says, kula shali. Uledivreichem, according to what you're tenayadi, shvur shiesh li bava eli bavas mechetzi. According to what you're letting me get, shvur shiesh li bava eli bavas mechetzi. It's the Gemara ends up. So here, you hear the change now. You say, ledivreichem. You say, really? Kula shali. Ledivreichem, shvur shiesh li bava eli bavas mechetzi. Good? Okay, the whole Mishnah changed now. If you're learning Mishnayis with a boy, and you read the Mishnayis that you swear, you're not learning it right. You have to tell him. You swear, you say, really kulishim. Uledivreichem, shvur sheyesh li bava eli bavach mechetz. That's the way it ends up. That's what it says. According to this maskana, the Rif and Rambam are beautiful. Once the Gemara says that in Bezdin you say the word kula shali uledivreichem, once he's saying kula shali uledivreichem shvur sheyesh li bava pas mechetzi, now you don't have to say shvur sheyesh li bava anymore. You could just say kula shali uledivreichem shvur sheyesh li bava pas mechetzi. Now you can't mean zero. You're saying in Bezdin kula shali uledivreichem. Now, you don't need Rafflin anymore. Yeah. The reason the Rif and Rambam left out Shvur Shiesh Liba is because once you say Kula Shali Ula Devreichem, Kula Shali Ula Devreichem, Shvur Shiesh Liba Spechetia, it can't mean zero. Because you're saying the famous Kula Shali Ula Devreichem.
Well, Michael isn't sure. He's not scared to lie
in bed. I hear. First, in the Tzid himself, is very good only in the Rif. Because the Rif brings these words, Kula Shali Ula Devreichem. The problem is the Rambam leaves this out also. So the words Kula Shali Ula Devreichem, the Rambam leaves it out also. And the Tzid is saying it's how it's in the Rif, not in the Rambam. And there's also a kind of what you're saying, that the words Kula Shali Ula Devreichem are not part of the Shvuah, part of a statement in Bezdin, not part of the Shvuah. What the Tzid means is that it touches up the Shmuel. If it's all one sentence, Kula Shali Ula Devreichem, Shvur Sheyesh, it can't be zero because it's all one sentence. So, at least according to the Rif, it's a good tariff, a much simpler tariff than all the Kupulim. But, Tzadik Gemar. Chineachesh is that toughest by mitzvah, toughest by mitzvah, Shvur Lama. At least here's Tzadik Gemar. Why swear? The Gemara's kasha, why swear? Kesha explains it. This is not even kasha saying, just pshat. We all know the Shvur Daraisis, the three Shvur Daraisis, the Shvur Rabbanan, and the Shvur Hes. Hes is from a map and an arm. By every Shvur the Rabbanan, could you ask Shvur to Lama? Rabbanan said, make a Shvur. Could you ask the Kasha, Shvur to Lama, and every the Rabbanan? Every the Rabbanan, they said, swear why? In case he's a cook, we make him swear. What's the Taichi? Shvur to Lama, why do you swear? Because I made up Shvur is to catch crooks. But they sure explained Pshat. Shvur Zulama means the Rabbanan never made a Mumzik swear. A Mumzik doesn't swear, the Rabbanan. Not a Mumzik, I don't swear. But the Rabbanan said certain cases that you could take with a Shvur. But a Mumzik doesn't swear. That's a Shvur's Hesus. A Hesus is that even the Mumzik swears. In the time of the Mishnah, there was no Hesus. So Pshat in the Gemara, Shvur Zulama is, why should a Mumzik swear? Tell me one shot in the Gemara's Kasha, which stems only with Tosis in the Mishnah that each one of the Muslim can have. Right, Tosis learned that that was the first day we started saying Muslim. We said according to Tosis sheet that each one's Muslim can have. It's a Rashi that told me to hold the stuff. So We say Rashi is fine, good. Rashi too. But it only works with the mahalach that each one's muzik in half. Then the kasha makes sense. With the lama, he's a muzik. This is what Teshua learned into the Mishnah. Teshua himself says it only stems with Taisus, not with Rashi, for different reasons. But it's the Hezber in Teshua. Rather, they asked the kasha, if you remember who asked, why by every case of Kodol Gavar by Yitzhak. The Gemara says Shalaya Kalak and Hailak, the Taika says it's not ours. So by Kodol Gavar you should make people swear also. What are the fresh in the back of the kasha? That Rabbani is where the Rabbani is. I'm sorry, we shouldn't. Rabbani asked, why don't you swear by every Kodol and Gavar? Shalaya Kalach and Hailech. The same thing, right? If you have a boat out in the harbor, I'll come into Bez and I'll say it's my boat. Bez will say Kodol and Gavar. And if I'm stronger than you, I'll get it. Same thing, Shalaya Kalach and Hailech and Taike. Tell me a story, why by Kodol and Gavar?
And
if the kasha is, we don't make muzakim swear, but the teretz, if the teretz is like halacha, I love to take it. We want to protect it. So why not by kol gadol and gavar? What do you think it means to stress? Kol gadol and gavar.
That word is the real owner
of the five hundred and the woman. What's the big hakira by Kodol and Gavar? Kodol has one major hakira. He's away from. Is it a silk of Bezna or a psak of Bezna, right? If you say it's a silk, in other words, alright, not everyone wants to hear by Kodol and Gavar. We said, what's Kodol and Gavar? Kodol and Gavar is, you say, fight it out, whoever gets it wins. So one way to learn, it's a psak, Bezna Pass. Another way to learn, Kogol and Gavar, these Bezin says, we're Masalik ourselves, you guys fight it out. So the Ramban says this, this is what the Ramban means in his terror. That Kogol and Gavar is a siluk. By a siluk, we don't make people swear. Siluk means Bezin says they're not getting involved. Nobody has any rayon. Not getting involved. Ramban, if it's a siluk, it's very good that we don't make a shvur.
Isn't that part of the pastor?
What?
Why is Rashi going to Masalik? It's making swear with the pastor.
No. The kasha was, let them do kodol and gavar with the shul. Why you don't pass in that place with somebody from an aleph gave us gedar when we pass kodol and gavar? The kasha was with kodol and gavar. Let's say okay, whoever wins, let's swear. Shall I tell him
after he wins kodol and gavar?
I suppose after I don't know how else. Or before they start fighting, in order to get them, you say before you start fighting, you have to swear.
Why you swear?
No, but you don't still. We had reasons that you don't still. You're still in the middle of something. That's why Bezin didn't say swear.
Hello?
That's why Bezin didn't say swear, because it's uncommon. Okay. I think you're about means because it's a silk. It's a Tulan Rabban. You're about with you. You can argue about what he means. Now let's learn the next sugya. We start now the new sugya. The sugya of Chashar Amamina. I'm still learning the Kasha. Check the Gemara. Neima, Bidu Chashar Amamina Chashar Ashwusa. What's the Kasha? And then you go for lunch. What's the Kasha? Neima, Bidu Chashar Amamina Chashar Ashwusa. What's the Kasha? Since Chashon Chashusa, therefore, the Shmuel alone held the Gemara's Kasha. Much Pshat in Gemara's Kasha, no? Neima, Bigud Chashon Amam Chashon Shmuelsa, the Shmuel alone held. That's definitely, positively Pshat Pshat, and Teretz we're going to learn, we're going to have to figure out. I just want to tell you what the Ritzvah says in the Ritzvah Kadoshim. Ritzvah learns, the Gemara Kasha is, since Chashir Amamin or Chashir Ashvusa, that means if he's a Ganav, he's Chashir Swift Wolfly, how could Bezin tell him, swear, you're over on Lifnei Evil, Lifnei Mitchell, by Bezdin making them swear, there's a possibility or even a likelihood that they're going to swear falsely. Back to Gemara, how could you make them swear? It's with me either. You're taking this guy, it's been out of the guy. Now you're giving him a reason to swear falsely. Huh?
Right.
Is he for sure going to swear? Well, we're hoping that if he's a crook, he'll say, you know, I don't want to swear, take the money. So it sounds like it's Suffolk with Neiva. So it sounds like the Ritva is really saying that Suffolk with Neiva is also awesome. Which is not the way I explained the Ritva last time. I explained the Suffolk with Neiva, the Ritva was not with Neiva. So the truth is, that by Treyiv Redenara, in the case where he wouldn't do the Avera without me, it seems from this Ritva clear, and really even the Ritva which I spoke about last time, I didn't say it correctly. The Ritva holds by Treyiv Redenara, Suffolk with Neiva is us. Not like we're moisturizing our children. The Ritva holds Suffolk with Neiva is us. So the Ritva is saying, you can't do this to a Ghana, you can't do it to the Ghana, it's the poor Ghana. He's a Ghana. He's going to swear falsely. Mamsha Rosh. Joseph is saying either.
You're really trying to help him out. He's right now in the process.
I'm not helping him.
He's
going to slip off.
So
they hear it again without that. So the Ritva is very good, the Shittah, right? You'll suffer with the Ritva. Also, in a case where he can't do it without the other person. So the Ritva learns that that's the Gemara's Kasha. We just want to go to the Tish. Like the Ritva, we'll have to see who holds it is. If you have a Ganes, whatever happened to you, it happened to me, I was a counselor. There was a Ganes in my bunk. I couldn't prove who it was. So he was stealing electronics. So we planted something, we put out an expensive camera, and all the night activity, we made a reason that he would go back to the bunk. And my JC was hiding under the bed. So that when he comes in, we'll see who comes in, we'll see if he takes it. It was a very funny thing, because my JC got scared stiff. When the guy walked in, he was afraid to come out. He didn't know who it was. So afterwards he said, I don't know who it was, but I can tell you what sneakers he was wearing. I was talking to this kid. So, it was a awesome, you know?
With
me either. Huh? That was a 3-day answer, right? So we have now
the
finish of the
Tzvah. It's
awesome.
So you left your
mouth,
you left
it out, you put it as big. Someone said, just say, I saw this, the Eitzah I should be mafia to him. He's not over an Ave. But then you have to let him keep the camera afterwards.
He's a shot,
mafia to him.
He's a shot, you can use it for a few hours.
He's not taking it for a few hours, he's taking it for keys. He's a guy. He's a guy. I'd like you to do the subject to figure out if you learn the Gemara's Kasha right there as well. I'd like you to figure out for me what's the Gemara's Kasha. You have to figure out, push out of the Gemara's Kasha. If you learn the Kasha right there as well, I'd like to know the Teretz, and that'll be the Teretz, how we can do the second thing.